Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
Are you familiar with the concept of twin magic?
Twinning.
Yeah, twinning. Like, I...
Well, your wife's a twin.
She is.
Does she actually experience this?
She claims she does to an extent. Like, if they get together, they can kind of, I don't want to say communicate telepathically, but that's taking it a step too far. That's not what we're talking about here. But like, there's just little...
There's something going on.
There's something going on when you twin. That's not the same thing as if you got a sibling. You know, like, it's just a heightened version of
no,
that.
There's that bond, right? Like they're supposed to know when the other one is in trouble. Like Lassie.
Yes, there's supposed to be something's up with the twin. I don't think I've ever seen an example of it like this. This is from a news story in Australia. They're identical twins, and they got carjacked. So then the news shows up to interview them.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. He went up there, and
he was coming back down towards us.
And he goes, run, he's got a gun. And our heart started to pound, and I said, oh, mum, where's mum? And poor mum was stuck up there, but apparently our brave mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because he had all blood all over his face.
And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help.
What is...
Okay, I found video. They're also wearing the same thing. They have the same hairstyle.
Is this fake? Is this some kind of a grift, like some kind of an online hustle? Because
no.
that is so...
They're older women, two ladies.
How old are they?
I know they're known, like in Australia, like as off-putting as that is.
Yeah.
They did an interview with Piers Morgan, like back in... 2016, maybe?
Okay.
And I believe he asked them, hey, is this
a bit?
Come on, is this an act?
Yeah,
and they said no. They said they've just been that close for so long, they can just anticipate what the other's going to say. Which in the beginning, that's what the other one's doing. She's just filling in every last word.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Based on the sentence.
But then sometimes they line
then
up.
Then they actually
100%.
Fall in sync, and that's weird.
I mean, that might have saved their lives,
I know,
quite frankly. Like, if I was trying to carjack someone and they're not two of them at the same time, no, please don't. I'm just going to leave.
If I encountered them on the street, I'd take the gunman.
That's why the reporter is silent in that clip.
Like, no, what? He asked him a follow-up question.
What the fresh
because
hell?
Because that's amazing. Like, good on that guy. He deserves a raise. I was so out of it. I don't know what they said.
You lose track because this is so... Goodness. Yeah, that guy's that's called dedication to the job right there.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, you might have already known this, but this seriously blew my mind.
Mm.
Up until now, members of the Academy were not required to watch every Oscar-nominated film before voting. Like, you could just go in and vote.
What?
Having only seen, like, a handful of them.
No. No.
No, legitimately, that was allowed. But that's all going to change.
Get out of here.
For next year's 98th Oscars.
You...
There is a new rule requiring voting members to watch all nominated movies in each category, although it doesn't mention how members would prove it. They also made a statement on AI saying it will neither help nor harm the chances of achieving a nomination.
Y'all weren't even watching these movies?
No.
Y'all weren't even doing...
No.
I hate y'all so much.
So they were just voting for their friends. Or directors, they wanted to work with.
Yeah, they were literally just clout voting. Like whoever just, that one's... Everyone's talking about that one. Put it over. Never watched it. Because who would? It's trash. It's garbage. Never could make a buck on its own in the theater.
Wasn't that always the joke? It's like they're making this movie for themselves.
For them.
And they're not even watching it.
They're not even watching. That's the thing. It's like I at least assumed, I swear, I at least assumed, at, you know, minimum, that the people who voted on the Oscars were really into those movies.
Yeah.
Because they were just elite film snobs. And
what they do.
And so they have a bunch of free time because they're elite.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. It's what they're into. It's a little club for them. They hand out these awards. And that's what made it tolerable to me.
They don't watch them.
As it
them
turns
either.
Out, they can't even stand to sit through them themselves. Why don't you just cancel it? Why don't you just cancel the show and be done? Who cares?
Yeah, why bother?
Who cares?
Why bother?
Do we really need those? Just hand them out. Just pick someone and hand them an Oscar and call it good. That is enraging.
Or bring it down to like five or so voting members, and they can all go watch them together.
Better yet.
Then you know everybody's watched them.
Everyone enters, everyone who cares, including you and me and anyone else, enters online for their chance to be the judge that year. They pick five out of a hat. You get congratulations. You're deciding the Oscars this year. They show you all the movies and you make the decisions. And then they pick another five the next year.
We don't need that kind of power.
That's...
With ultimate power comes ultimate responsibility.
That is
you
bad.
Can't ask that of normal people.
I can't believe y'all said that out loud. That's wild. It's wild times. Pretty wild.
I'd have kept that to myself. Good Absolutely. Lord. Let's talk things people are 100% brainwashed into believing they need. This was a Reddit thread that went viral, but I really like some of these answers. Mm. So expensive weddings made the list. Expensive funerals, especially pricey coffins.
People get
taken advantage of in that situation, which is very sad. Endless stream of clothes and accessories, trying to follow every trend. Mm. A 12-step skincare routine. Mm. Or just overpriced makeup and personal hygiene products in general.
Because then it's going to stop you from getting old.
Yeah, plastic surgery is on here. Very same thing. Yeah. A car or a new car immediately after you've paid off the current one.
Oh, because yeah, no
depending
doubt.
On where you live, you will need a car.
Like no
you,
doubt.
You definitely need a car in the city of Houston.
But you probably don't need the, you know.
No.
You just need something that works.
The newest phone every year, like as soon as a new phone comes out, don't necessarily need it. True. But all the way at the bottom, there was gobs of toothpaste. You only need a pea-sized amount.
You guys say that, and that's fine.
Have you ever read the back of your toothpaste?
Never in my life.
This is what caught my eye this morning, because when I use Sensodyne, because I have sensitive teeth.
Yeah.
And so on the back, it says to use an inch of toothpaste. Do you know how much an inch of toothpaste is?
It's a mountain of toothpaste. it's the toothpaste that's in a commercial. Because it can't fit on the brush, so you have to curve it back up and come back around for another layer. That's an inch of toothpaste.
It literally says, use an inch of toothpaste. I don't know if that's something to do with like sensitive toothpaste. Like maybe you require more.
Yeah. I mean, that's my thing.
Less ingredients.
I'm not going to dispute what's on the bottle.
I once had a dentist, though, tell me that toothpaste was one of the biggest rackets in like the dental game.
No.
So much money off toothpaste when you could buy like the cheapest brand and it's all the same stuff.
I'm just throwing it out there. All right.
The more you know.
That's the one dentist. I feel like that's one dentist.
That's the 10th dentist. And it's Earth Day. Yay. According to a new report, the average American experiences 48 days of eco-guilt.
Absolutely, yes.
Every year?
Absolutely, yes.
Eco-guilt, that would break down like four times a month or like almost once a week.
What do
you feel eco-guilty about?
I usually not recycling. Like not recycling something that I should have recycled is the biggest one for me.
Like knowingly or just...
Because I get lazy and like I don't want to wash it out and throw it in a thing. I know. But sometimes I get real lazy and was like, and if my wife is not around, who is militant recycler, I'm just gonna throw this in the trash real quick. And then I feel guilty. I feel guilty because I've offset some of the gains that our household has made.
I see.
I think it's more lying to my wife than it is.
Probably.
You know, than it is anything else.
There are consequences to that. You're not alone. 29% feel guilty about trashing items that could have been recycled. 27% feel guilty about leaving the TV on when they're not watching it. And 31% of people say they feel guilty about wasting food.
Yeah.
I don't feel guilty about wasting food. I feel furious.
I don't know that I...
Not at the planet.
Yes.
And my husband and kids.
Because it's waste. It's just
money.
We treat
my lovingly prepared meals like a personal attack. Every night, I cook with hope in my heart and seasoning in my soul, only to watch them poke at dinner and ultimately throw it away. So yes, we're wasting food, but it's not the Earth's fault. It's my family's fault because they have terrible taste.
You keep doing this every day.
So you know what, kids? Reduce, reuse, respect your mother's cooking.
Wow.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
A free answer in today's Money Minute, which we do every day around 8:25. Win $100 if you sign up at thebullhouston.com/contest.
And eternal glory. Let's not forget that.
We have had two winners. But we have only had two winners.
That's right. Very exclusive club. Can't even fill them out Rushmore yet. I mean, it's because
you haven't entered.
Exactly.
So do that. Carbonite.
Oh, come
Let's
on.
Let's do Carbonite.
Well, that's a good one because there is only one question that could have the answer to Carbonite. In my estimation, I think there's only one question on this earth that could have that answer.
Do you think Carbonite was good for the not Earth?
Oh, yeah, because they weren't on the good planet. For the planet that they were on. I doubt it, but also Star Wars didn't really care, Katie, if you recall. They just blow up a planet every once in a while. True. And then just never talk about it again. Just like, okay, all right, well, that was fun. Moving on to the next one, we guess. So no, I don't think they were very
technological advancement and convenience.
Yes.
Rather than environmental benefits.
Convenience. Convenience. Think how much more convenient your life would be if you had Carbonite. Never need a freezer again.
Oh, well, I was thinking just freezing your enemies, but whatever.
Well, for vengeance, yeah. Like, it works that way too. Be our next contestant. Sign up online, thebullhouston.com/. A very special week on the show. We've got tickets to Parker McCollum. He's playing the Woodlands, obviously. And these are fresh out the gate. What did you say yesterday? Is like tickets went on sale on Friday?
Yeah, he only announced April 12th.
That's right. So if you want to get in, 713-881-5500. And we are back with another round of Parker McCalled It. Now, yesterday we did the flip of fate. The coin flip, which
will be back.
Yeah, that is the traditional way we play the game. All good, all gravy. We decided to add some layers to it this year.
Mix it up.
Yeah, because like...
We'd get really bored of flipping a coin every day.
I cannot imagine you guys like listening to coin flips every day. So we kept with a common theme. And that common theme is whatever game we're playing, it's got to be 50-50 odds.
Yeah, so similar to the coin flip,
mm-hmm.
We will give you a quote, and today you will tell us if that quote is attributed to Taylor Swift or William Shakespeare.
That's right. Is it the Bard, or is it...
The Bardess.
Do we have a nickname for her? Does she need one?
She's Taylor Swift.
Yeah, exactly. She's beyond that.
Swift or Shakespeare.
Swift or Shakespeare. 50-50 shot. All you got to do is get through on the phone line. So if you want to play, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We will play coming up next. Can you tell the difference between Taylor Swift and Shakespeare?
A little harder than you might think.
This is going to be interesting. All right, Kelly, you are the first one in. Parker McCalled It in today's events.
Awesome.
Shakespeare, Taylor Swift. Don't awesome it just yet. Are you a big Swiftie?
I'm not, but I have my daughter here with me, who is.
Excellent.
Okay, that could be the difference
audience.
I love it. Very good.
I'm hoping she can help us out here.
All right, so bottom line, just like the coin flip, this is 50-50 odds. You have one quote. You just have to determine whether that one quote is Taylor Swift or is it William Shakespeare.
Okay, Kelly. Here we go. Long were the nights when my days once revolved around you.
Taylor Swift.
She's going Taylor Swift. And that is correct. Absolutely correct.
Right out of the gate.
So was that your daughter? Or your daughter like just like, okay, no, hands down. See, there was some confidence in that.
Oh,
answer.
Yeah, she looked at me and she said, Taylor Swift.
Don't even question it. See, Taylor Swift always provides, is what they say.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. You have won Taylor Swift for Shakespeare, which means you Parker McCalled It, and you are going to see Parker in the Woodlands.
September 6th.
Oh, she's freaking out.
Okay.
I hope she's going.
Yes. Otherwise, it's going to be a real uncomfortable conversation in a few minutes. Hang on the line. Let's get you these tickets.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Texas proud. You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
All right, say hi to Michael, everyone. Dude, this email of yours... It reads like we're going to be going into conspiracy theory mode for a few minutes, but that is not a negative.
No, we're here for that.
Anytime.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying I'm surprised because, like, I mean, well, of course people would start doing this. It's just, I mean, I guess I'm just shocked that we would have gotten to this point so fast, you know?
All right. Now, we're going to get into this, but you think you were what? Like essentially you were dating an AI chatbot? Is that the best way to put this?
I wouldn't say I was dating her. I mean, but yeah, it's more. I think the girl behind it was just using some kind of like AI on me, but I don't know how, and I haven't really figured out why. But there's no other real explanation for this at all, you know?
Okay. And how did you get wise to this? Did you catch her in the act?
Oh.
No, well, I met her. And everything that I thought was real was just like okay. So to catch you up, we met online, and like instantly I could tell it was like different with this girl. Like there was just something about her, and I couldn't really put my finger on it. But we talk about like everything from like weekend plans to like books and current events, and like she didn't get political, which is amazing. But it's always just like interesting hearing her like viewpoints on things, and I was actually like really excited that we got to set up a, you know, real date. And only when the date came, it was
like you found out she catfished you, like, or
mentally.
Honestly, that's a good way to put it. It's like the same girl I've been talking to. I mean, like physically, like she looks like the picture, but everything else is just like she was like so different.
Well, how so, man? Like,
I mean, okay. Well, for starters, guys, like I'm not totally convinced that the girl could even read necessarily.
Wow.
Yeah. Like I hate to say it because like I know how it sounds, but she came off like super dumb, like painfully dumb, like dumber than a box of rocks. And like, I don't know how to really like finesse this, because like at first it was like such a shock that like I thought she had to be joking, like putting on a character, because she like never gave it up. Like she was acting that way all night, and then there was I don't know, just like nothing going on upstairs. And like we wrapped things up, and I'm just like, I don't know, like where is the girl I've been talking to and was dying to meet? Like was it AI? Like what happened to her?
Okay, based on all of that, you think it's AI? She somehow used AI to dupe you into taking her out?
Yeah, didn't she? Like she must know someone that like works in AI, maybe. And like, I mean, God, there's no way she could have pulled off something so like sophisticated on her own, because you know, like it's got to be like some kind of like pre-screening software you can buy online, or to like filter out like weirdos or scumbags. And like maybe it's like looking for certain trigger phrases.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. There's no other way to explain it.
And so you want us to call her to see how she did it? Is that what we're doing?
I mean, yeah. I mean, and look, I'm not trying to like shame her into like a submission or anything. Okay. I just need to, I just need to know. And we're at the point where now, like, I've got to worry if the woman is really just a woman and not some computer program, you know?
Because, okay,
like, if that's the case, I'm just going to honestly give up at this point.
Fair. Fair.
And just walk my dog and just, you know, I just want to know how she did it, because dating's over otherwise.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can find out. We'll get her lined up. We'll do that next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So, Michael and Rachel, this is interesting.
I find this very interesting.
Very intriguing, especially
Seriously.
Because I'm very bad at computers and AI and everything.
I don't know that I would ever be good enough at computers to be able to set up some racket like this.
Michael believes his date, Rachel, was running some kind of scam involving some kind of AI programming or chatbot, because she was so smart online.
Yeah.
And not to be mean, but when they met up, he said she was dumber than a box of rocks.
So, like, there's a big swing there. And, like, could she have
accounts for that kind of deviation?
Like a front account. Like, something to banter with the dude.
Pretending to be her.
Kind of get him interested, and then,
yeah,
you know,
now you've
swoop
got the
in.
Date, and I don't know to what end, but luckily we've got her on the phone, and we can ask. Hey, Rachel, you there?
Yeah, hi, what's up?
Hey, Rachel, we're Frito and Katie. Your name actually came up in a really interesting discussion we were having this morning with a guy named Michael.
Okay.
Do you know who we're talking about? Do you know any Michaels?
Yeah, you know, he kind of ghosted me, actually. I'm not sure what happened there, but fun time.
Okay, so.
Right.
Might have some answers to that. We actually have him on the other line, just so you know, full disclosure. Yeah, Michael, can you just jump in?
Yeah, man, I
we're going to feel kind of crazy saying this to her out loud.
Yeah, hi, Rachel.
Hi.
See, I emailed these guys because your little AI experiment is just, it's just kind of driving me crazy, and I just kind of have to know what you're using, and I just want to know why, you know? Like, why use a chatbot for dating? It's just, like, it's so wrong. It's just, like, false advertising, you know?
I have literally no idea what you're talking about, like, any of you.
Come on, just be honest with me for once, okay?
Okay. I'm obviously not using an AI version of myself. Like, whatever you think I've been doing, I mean, how would I even do that?
Okay, all right, so to clarify, he basically thought the version of you he was talking to online was just vastly different than the you he got in person. Physically, totally the same. But
it was like an invasion of the body snatchers.
Okay. He thinks the AI version of you might have been, and we'll try to put this delicately, a bit more engaging. Is that?
Well, like, no, that's not what happened. I follow a lot of Tradwives on TikTok.
What wives?
Tradwives. You know, it's what I'm into. I watch videos of how women like play ourselves. And essentially, the reason so many of us are constantly single is because we immediately intimidate men with our intelligence. And honestly, based off of, well, like almost every part of my dating history, that sort of resonated with me. You know, I was thinking, okay, there might be something to this. What I was doing before obviously wasn't working for me. So I changed up my approach. I tried to, I don't know, like soften myself maybe.
Oh, wow.
So you mean you decided to act like an idiot though, right? That's what you did. And like, you should have just said it was like a bot. And that would have been a better answer for me. Because if you're like taking advice like this, you really think that kind of nonsense is going to lead to like a worthwhile relationship? You're definitely not as smart as I originally imagined.
You say that, but I think there's evidence out there that proves that men just don't want smart women. It freaks them out. Like, it's kind of in the same way they don't want to date women who makes more money than them. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be some exceptions here and there, and Michael might be one of those cases, but by and large, maybe you got to just snag a man by playing dumb.
Nope. No. Absolutely not.
I don't know what situation you're in, but you know, I'm out here trying to not die alone. So,
well, yeah.
If guy finds you too smart, you're doomed to stay single forever.
Man, I'm with Michael. I really wish we were talking about AI bots still. Guys, thank y'all for being on the show today. You're getting actually heated over there. Like, I'm not blaming you.
That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I understand how it hits that way.
Never dumb yourself down for a man. Do you hear me?
Sound advice.
Never. Intelligence is attractive. Intelligence is sexy. The right man will appreciate all of you. And what kind of life are you setting yourself up for?
I agree with you.
Can't build a life on LOL, what's a mortgage?
I agree with you.
That's exhausting.
That said.
No.
That, no, really?
No, I hope you like explaining things slowly for the rest of your life.
Really? Does she have a point? Is there any part of that that makes any sense to you?
If you have to dumb yourself down, that's not the guy you want. Because the dude that basically wants like the female equivalent of a Roomba with lashes.
Yes.
He's the dummy. He's the actual idiot.
I agree with you. But is there some truth to say he wants a Roomba with lashes? 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Please weigh in, call us.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I know. I know.
I just forgot her name. I just see white hot rage.
Look.
She's over here saying you should dumb yourself down.
Yes.
To snag a man because no guy wants an intelligent
because
woman.
Because guys like him dumb.
And that, ooh-wee.
So, obviously, we assume.
Not sitting right with me.
Many of you have some thoughts. If you do and you want to share, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. All right, Anonymous.
Okay.
What do you have for us today? What do you think about men wanting a dumb female?
Can I apologize on behalf of female species?
Yes. Yes.
What the heck was that? I feel dumb. I feel dumber.
I mean, it's a strategy. It's a strategy she apparently has learned.
It's a dumb. It's a dumb strategy.
Yes. No doubt. Like, I feel a dumber man.
Oh my God. Like, what was that? Seriously. Like, who would be threatened by a strong, independent, smart female?
Okay, so I'm going to just say the thing a lot of guys would. Now, do you want those guys? I would say no.
No, not a lot of guys, but a lot of boys would.
Yeah, a lot of boys. Yeah, not
yes,
men.
Yes, yeah, a lot yes, of boys. Yes, yes. But I do agree they're out there. I mean, I absolutely agree they're out there. There's probably a hell of a lot of them.
And what's a trad wife? They're the ones that make butter, right? Like, don't they?
Did you say make
don't
butter?
They, like, churn their own butter?
I'm not up to speed on that. I've heard
no
of
judgment.
It.
If you like to churn your own
ladies,
butter.
Ladies, if you want to make some artisan butter, I will gladly purchase some of it from you. But yeah, it's a strange subculture. I don't quite get it, but you know, here we are.
I guess it's not for us.
Anonymous.
You know? Yeah, it's not for us.
We appreciate the feedback. All right, Callie, you're up next. Do you think guys want a dumb female?
I don't know if it's something that you can really keep up with the rest of your life.
No.
But I've gone on dates before. I have my doctorate, and I've definitely gone on dates before where I did not bring that up.
Really?
But I wouldn't say that I completely dumbed myself down. Like, still had an intellectual conversation.
Yeah.
But just avoided the topic of, like, what I do, kind of.
But that's interesting, but you did,
was
you
that
know.
Intentional?
Yes.
I'm not surprised by that because I do think there's something in a lot of people's heads that, like, if I say this and I say I've got a PhD or I'm an MD or whatever it is, this guy is not going to, he's going to be so freaked out that he's not going to call me back because guys are small and petty and weird about it. And men, again, many are.
Or if you just threw it out there and let's say he did not attend college. Maybe it's not, oh, she's too smart. I would never date this woman. It's just
could
I am
I
not smart
up?
Enough.
That hey, in,
yeah,
that could
they might inferior. Think they're not good enough. Or,
yeah,
like
yeah.
if you're just working, again, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't, but I can
that,
see
but that you can work with
that. You absolutely can work with.
So did it work out? Did you go out on another date, or how did that play out?
He's my boyfriend now.
Hey, okay,
and now,
all right.
So we're
I guess
currently we've been dating for a year and a half.
Nice.
Going strong. Love to hear it.
Love to see it.
So it wasn't like a full-on, I hit everything. It's just I did not disclose
on
my
that
highest
day,
level
at that
of education.
Time, it was not the right, right conversation to have. And I just, you know what?
Smart.
I can't say it's not. Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it. If you want to weigh in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Hit us up.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
I know full and well that no one agrees with this, but what we're trying to figure out is this the reality?
Except you keep saying.
I just know guys are dumb.
There are men out there.
There are, and it's again.
But you know what? Credit where credit is due. I do believe they are smart enough to not call in and say that she is speaking the truth.
Pepper, go ahead. You think women need to dumb themselves down?
Okay, I'm black, and I'm very successful. I was a sat diver for Shell Oil, and I've been whaling for 30.
Hold on, you were a what?
I was a sat diver for Shell Oil in deep water, and I made six figures when I was in my 20s.
This is a hardcore job, ma'am. Like, that's a serious.
That's crazy.
Good
yeah,
Lord.
And I've been welding for 37 years, and I don't look. Black men is different. They run across a woman like me, they turn around and they run like little kids. White guys, a lot of them I've met, they're a little bit intimidated, because it's kind of a control issue. You know, well, you know, you make more than me, you know, so how can we come into this thing together? But she should never, ever, ever, never, you know, make herself lower, because I am highly intelligent. Mm-hmm. I have a 4-year engineering degree, and I don't down myself for no one. I mean, you take me as I am, or you get the hell out.
No, I 1,000% agree.
If someone can't handle your brain, they don't deserve your heart.
No,
that's right. I mean,
yeah. I mean, walk on. I mean, if you can't handle my intelligence, bye bye.
Exactly.
You know.
They're
move
not worth
on.
Your time. That
you are not worth my time. Or if you, no, I mean, if that bothers you, then how in the hell are we going to have kids? You're going to down them and tell them, well, you know, your little boy, you know, well, you know, the woman make more than you did. No.
That is no kind of lie. That is not a partner.
It is going to end in a heinous situation every time.
I know.
And again.
Well, you guys have a good day. Me off.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk to you later. You're a badass, Pepper.
For real, though. For real, Pepper.
All right, you guys have a great day.
You too.
Same. Caitlin, so we're talking about women having to dumb themselves down for guys because your knowledge and your expertise intimidates men. Or money intimidates men, too. Whatever.
Depressing. Yeah. Depressing, right? Not true?
Oh, definitely not true. 100% not true. I am a nurse, and the, like, conversations I'm able to have with men and the way they compliment the intellectual abilities you have and are able to hold a real conversation is way better than someone knowing that you'll stick around because you're just dumb.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I feel like if a man wants that from you, it's because he knows that no matter what he does, how he acts, you're just going to stay around because you're dumb.
Absolutely. Like, you couldn't do any better. Like, that's the idea.
Exactly. You don't know how
you
to
can't fend for yourself you with your lady your brain. Yeah. Yeah. So how would you ever leave because you need
exactly,
food,
like,
and money and he can provide
like, I could
things.
Pee, I could do this, I could do that, and she just won't leave because she's dumb. Like, that's crazy.
And that's
that is
so sad.
Absolutely crazy.
Because, like, what keeps the relationships going, you know, as looks and biceps start to fade?
Yeah,
you know,
it's
the mind.
It's personality. It's personality, absolutely.
You have to have that. It's not optional.
Not your ability to pretend like you don't know how to use a calculator. You know, that's gonna get
yeah,
old real
no.
fast.
Caitlin, thank you
really
so much.
Fast.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Jesse, first dude into the pot
into the
this morning to talk about men liking dumb ladies. What do you think?
Look, man, I usually don't call in on stuff like this, but I have to chime in.
Okay.
The short story. I met a woman. She was beautiful. She had her stuff together. She didn't do drugs, and she handled her business. She didn't make more money than me or anything, but that didn't matter.
Okay.
But the more I got to know her, as beautiful as she was, the more I got to know her, I started realizing her IQ wasn't really up there.
Right, right,
and,
right.
And that was a detriment to the whole relationship.
So that's the, for you, this would absolutely not be a good strategy because this, you do not want someone that cannot
keep up.
Talk to
can't
you
keep up.
Or
yeah.
or communicate with you or have ideas
correct.
Or thoughts.
Stimulate you mentally.
Yes.
I married a psychiatrist.
There you go. Okay. Yes, sir.
Completely in the opposite direction.
That's, again, as I do think, like, it has been said before, men appreciate that. You do not settle because, like, you will find someone who appreciates you for who you are. I do think there's a lot of males that are not that way, but you just got to ditch them. Like, if that's what you're running into and you're getting 10 of those dudes in a row, whatever, play for the 11th or 12th. Like, mm-hmm. just keep on going.
Well, if you're playing for keeps, that's what you
yes,
do.
Yes, yes, yes. You just have to go through a lot of trash to get the treasure, and there's a lot of trash to be gone through out there. But you know, it's the way it is.
Yes, yes, sir. The other thing is kind of annoying to sit here and have to repeat yourself and dumb yourself down.
Yes.
To have a conversation with someone else, and it's just like, bro.
How many times can you explain the same thing over and over
yeah, imagine
and over
how
again.
Exhausting that would be. I cannot imagine how exhausting it would be to sit there and try to dumb yourself. You know, just like, okay, I can't let them know I'm smart. Like, that ages you premature. Like, how would you possibly be able to keep that up for more than 5 minutes
right.
without the cat getting out of the bag?
I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm just a diesel mechanic. Nothing special.
Hey,
but man, it's just sometimes it's just like, when ladies, don't dumb yourselves down.
Don't do
it. Please
don't. It's horrible advice. Brother, thank you so much for the call. Have a great day.
You too.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Okay, there's no way this is real.
Hmm.
But I like the clip that accompanied the story, so okay. I wanted to read it.
Right on.
Akon, as in the rapper. Maybe the next artist to cross over into the country genre.
Dude, come on.
He told TMZ, I'm actually redoing my whole catalog in country.
No, you're not even joking. Are you?
He said, this project has been in motion for the last 5 years.
Dude.
But starting next month, y'all going to start seeing some releases.
All right, I'll believe it when I see it. I will believe it when I see it. I just find that to be... I find it to strain credibility.
I think he actually got some major country stars to collaborate with him.
Oh, did he?
So he might be playing more of a guest role.
Oh, okay.
Unless this is all a joke.
Convicts in this head. I see you want to step in all out on that barn floor. Want to hop up in my Chevrolet Silverado.
Stop, no,
let me go
no.
to my place. Let me see your...
Oh, dude.
I actually think this version is somehow worse than the rap version.
This is...
It got a lot dirtier somehow.
Dislike.
Careful what you wish for.
Dislike.
Although, who was wishing for that? Also, the guy performing, I think, is a country guy named Cooper Allen.
Really?
Yeah, I think
Okay. Well,
legit is pretty good.
You know what?
Not doing that.
Yeah, maybe the material could be updated. Probably some talent there.
In other country news, Dolly Parton is well known for many things, fashion, makeup choices amongst them. And she just revealed something that you might not have known. She actually wears makeup to bed.
Really?
She says it's only when she's sleeping in California. And if you're like, that's weird, why?
That is weird.
She said, I sleep in my makeup when I'm in California because with the earthquakes, I never know when I'm going to have to run out in the middle of the street. And I'm not going to be on the news and look like hell,
which
I do without makeup.
You know what? Respect. I can do it.
So there you have it. Dolly will always be camera ready, even right after an earthquake.
All right.
Who was it? It was Sofia Vergara, right? That I believe once said she did not let... Joe Mangello.
Yeah.
See her without makeup
on.
Yeah,
she had a full face on at all times.
Not
wake
because
up early.
Like, he demanded it, but just because she wanted him to see her.
That was the image she wanted to put out. And,
yeah.
Okay, you know, they're no longer together for what it's worth, but...
good note.
You know?
Good note. Let's talk about this incredible video that's going viral, as it should. 99-year-old Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, this is insane.
Singing songs from Mary Poppins and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And yes, the Dick Van Dyke Show, because apparently the theme song had words.
Because I was afraid to keep my words to let follow me by the way out of bed. And then one day I
to really get the effect here, you need to watch this video because this man is 99 years old.
And he looks older, but he is so animated.
He
comes alive when he starts singing.
Absolutely. And he has not lost a step. Like, his voice is a little bit older.
Yeah. Well, the audio is not the best either.
Yeah, but he is still in there repping it out at 99. 99 years. For 99, this dude...
He's better live than a lot of people performing today.
Yes, he is. I don't know that I have that energy at 45.
No.
I don't. No. I really don't.
No, he also sang Let's Go Fly a Kite for Mary Poppins, which the crowd loved.
I'm sure.
And I wanted to share this study from Texas A&M, of all places.
Oh, my.
Found over 99% of dogs in the United States have behavior problems. Which means, of course, there's only a 1% chance you, in fact, have the perfect dog.
I don't want to hear it.
They collected data from more than 43,000 dogs.
Okay.
Of various breeds, ages, sizes, locations. They looked at everything.
Sounds like a lot of work.
The dogs were analyzed based on aggression.
Yeah.
Separation and attachment issues, fear, anxiety, pooping or peeing inside. In the end, there is only that 1%, and honestly less, that you have a perfect dog.
You wouldn't want that dog, dude. That dog is
99.12% of dogs showed at least one behavior rated moderately serious or serious or at least two problems of moderate to serious intensity.
I don't like the way this is framed. They're all the goodest boys. They're all the goodest boys. Yes, they have behavioral problems. But
some are better than others.
But you do too, okay? You do too. Let's be real. Are you the perfect dog owner? You the perfect dog guardian? No? Well, then get off their back.
Am I perfect? Yes.
All right. Yeah. The 1% over here, guys.
Separation and attachment behaviors were the most common, which is kind of a sad thing to dig a dog up for.
It's like they love you too much. They just want to be next to their person. How horrible.
It includes restlessness, pacing, following people maybe too closely around the house, which can be dangerous depending on age. Sitting too close to people.
Yeah.
Escape attempts.
Yeah.
Can be a really bad one. Barking and chewing when left alone.
I need to know who did this so I can find the judgy scientists. y'all some judgy lab people.
Aggression is next.
That is the things
you don't want.
You do not.
Growling, snapping, and biting.
Yeah, that's bad.
Minor behavior problems, they say, seem relatively harmless, but still it's important to work with your vet or dog trainers or whomever.
Caesar Milan.
To appreciate what might be going on in the dog's mind and to recognize when special care or special case is required and needs to be looked at.
No doubt.
Now, what's funny was, like you were saying, a lot of people think they have the perfect dog.
Yes.
And then when someone comes over or you have company or whatever, or you're out somewhere with your dog and then your dog starts to exhibit these behaviors, what do you say? You always say, oh, I don't know what's with him today.
Luna
never does this. Never acts like this.
That might be what you say. I just tell the person to leave. Like, get the hell out. Like, the dog stays. Dog's doing what the dog does. You can leave.
That's because you can't bring your dogs in public.
I really can't. Not a single one of them.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito and Katie on 100.3
The Bull. 100.3
The Bull.
It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Monique is joining us today. And Monique, it's your time to shine. This is it. Money Minute. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, giving you 10 questions. You'll have to get them all right within 60 seconds to win this $100. Now, you can pass on any of the questions if you want to, and we will come around to those passes at the end if there's time remaining, but you cannot change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Is Katie ready?
I'm ready.
All right, is Monique ready?
I'm ready.
That's all we needed to know.
What kind of word is quickly?
Pass.
Where would you find the world's most active volcano?
Hawaii.
A prime number can only be divided by one and what?
Pass.
Which constellation is named after a flying horse in Greek mythology?
Pegasus.
What substance is Han Solo frozen in during The Empire Strikes Back?
Pass.
What holiday celebrates the end of slavery in the United States?
Emancipation.
What primary colors make green?
Blue and yellow.
What's the largest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
What was the name of the popular 1980s handheld puzzle toy that had rotating colored squares?
Pass.
What was the name of the person who stands in front of the band to lead them?
I'm sorry, what?
What's the name of a person who stands in front of a band and leads them?
I know a lot of shows. Well, how do you know, too? My husband just won, like, a national moot court championship in law school, and he told me we're a house of champions and not to go.
That is not fair.
No, you did not.
He won a moot court national championship, and then he was like, you better beat the Frito and Katie thing on what?
Yeah, so...
Well, I'm going to ask, where the hell was he?
Yeah, where were you, lawyer boy?
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, could have asked the audience.
Good
could have had some
night.
Help there.
Wow.
Phone a friend, please?
Well, let's review.
Okay, what kind of word is quickly? Adverb. I think that just threw you off because it is an odd question to have first. A prime number can only be divided by one and what? Itself.
Three.
Right.
Itself.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those weird ones. Carbonite was the substance Han Solo's frozen in during The Empire Strikes Back. What holiday celebrates the end of slavery in the United States?
Juneteenth.
Yeah, Juneteenth.
I'm such a failure.
No, you are not.
No.
What was the name of the popular 1980s handheld puzzle toy with rotating colored squares?
Rubik's Cube.
And the name of the person who stands in front of the band and leads them?
I'm going to say Maestro?
Conductor.
Okay. All right.
I've taken either one. That one might have been on me. I phrased it oddly.
No, I'm really, really good at trivia. Like, I just
It's the morning.
You know what this is?
It's the
way
noise.
Too early.
Yes.
Number one. Number two, this was a warm-up.
Yes.
Right? So the next time you do it, you know everything to expect.
Yeah.
You know that the music's coming at you. You know, it's just like, hey, let's jump in.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's all that is.
Did the hubby...
We didn't stretch before we ran the marathon.
Did the hubby win his national championship on his very first time in moot court?
It was his third, actually.
Monique.
So you just have to get on your second try, and then you can rub it in his face.
That's right. We're going to get you there. Don't worry about it. Just sign up again, thebowlhouston.com/contest. Well, what was it that you were complaining about yesterday?
I don't like the way you said that, because I feel you're implying I'm always complaining about something, which is not...
No.
Necessarily the case. It just depends on the day.
Or it's not.
But
it never happens.
But this happens all the time in our building, and I think it's very disrespectful.
This was it.
And something that needs to be addressed. And I get it. Our building is a little bit confusing, and by and large, people don't often know where they're going. But you let people get out of the elevator before you get in.
This was...
Period.
This is such a little thing. This is such a little thing. But, we're going
to you.
We're going to the cars. And Katie is just in full mode because someone tries to bulldog onto the elevator.
That guy dang near ran me
he
over,
He did.
Man.
He nearly took your head
on
off.
On the ground floor.
I'm sure he was in a hurry. But
I'll bet he was.
The thing is, like, it reminds me of this thing that I think it was a thread that I read. And it was basically a list of people were throwing in their tiny little things. Their tiny little things that happen that they find super disrespectful, that they find incredibly.
What do you mean by tiny? Like, I don't know the tiny, like common. Everyday things.
Yes. Little everyday moments of disrespect.
Because if it's bothering you, it's not that tiny.
It's probably been building up. It's been something that, because if you've noticed it and it continues to make you angry, it is certainly not tiny to you. But it's probably happened a lot.
Yeah, like I'll give you another one, and I know this is something that you do all the time.
Oh, this is a me?
Leaving your grocery cart.
Not this again.
In the middle of a parking lot or your current parking space instead of walking 2 feet?
Yes.
To put it in the corral?
Yes. That is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just a moment of disrespect.
That's not tiny. That affects the next driver. That affects the poor worker that's got to get out there and get the thing.
You see how this goes?
Gotta wrangle it up.
So we want to hear yours because, again, I'm sure you have one to add. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. Share. Vent. We'll talk to you now.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Everyday things that tick you off.
Moments of disrespect in your life. Beth, what's your moment of disrespect?
So I'm calling for what irks me, basically.
Yes,
what's disrespectful.
Yes, what really grinds your gears.
What grinds my gears is there is no chivalry. The men these days are probably the worst. Like, the parents have not taught their kids, their boys or girls, how to be respectful and open a door and hold a door or anything. Like how you said the elevator was probably a gentleman. Was it a gentleman walking into the elevator?
It absolutely was. And you know what I was about to say?
Yes.
You know why it doesn't bother Frito? Because he is the first one in and out in any situation.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Well,
exactly. Lady with a baby, lady with a stroller.
Yes.
Doesn't matter.
Well,
he's not paying attention.
I don't want to derail this.
Yes.
I don't want to
yes.
derail this, but I do want to pause it for a second because as soon as we got done with talking about yours, and now I've heard hers. I am immediately thinking to myself, how many of these next total list of people we're going to talk to am I personally guilty of? Because I'm 0 for 2.
Every one of That's, every one of them.
I think so.
We're 3 for 3.
I think that's a safe assumption.
We are 3 for 3.
Carrie, let's go. What's your moment of disrespect?
How about when you have a house guest come use your bathroom and they leave the toilet seat up?
Toilet seat up or don't flush. Someone texted that in. People that don't flush.
Gross,
like,
right?
Like what? What is that?
Don't flush.
Flush.
Don't flush.
Put the toilet seat down. Flush.
Hey, thank God.
Leave it the way you found
thank
it.
Thank God for the don't flush text because I'd already made it 0-4 on to leave the toilet seat up. So yeah, we're really.
At least you do something.
Oh my God, we are.
No, there's this, at work, I went into the bathroom the other day, and at least make sure that your flush goes all the way through. I mean, if you have to flush 2 or 3 times, then you have to flush 2 or 3 times.
Yep.
There was still something floating in there, and I was like, that is just disgusting.
We have to have signs.
And this is at a corporate office.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are definitely signs, which means the signs
it's
were.
It's happened one too many times.
At one point, desperately, desperately needed, which is.
Yeah, so desperate. In fact, they never used spell check before they taped them up.
Does spell check?
Oh my God.
Does that count as a moment of disrespect, Kate?
To me? Yes. I know that's not universal.
Thank you so much.
Brandon, what's your moment of disrespect?
Well, my two biggest gripes happen in HEB parking lot.
Oh, no.
Number one, people going the wrong way in a one-way.
Terrible.
How on earth are they going to park if they're going the wrong way, for starters?
I'll tell you what they're doing. And I know Frida does this too. It's the people that always have to back into a spot. And then they're now not facing the right way to get out.
Yeah.
So they have to go the wrong way.
And there's no way out.
And you've already inconvenienced everyone by backing into that spot because you take forever to do it.
Yep.
And now it's just, it continues. The trend continues. I hate people that back into spots.
Guilty.
Hate
In
it.
Case you're keeping score.
And my,
guilty. Next.
Yeah, you did
and
see
my other
too.
Gripe.
Yeah.
And my other gripe, some of the lanes at HEB are wide enough for 2-lane traffic, and they're supposed to have 2-lane traffic, but that there's always that one idiot driving right in the middle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's because the other lanes aren't 2 lanes. It's like you just get you no, forget you which
to,
ones.
You just try to make it. Hey,
we're all
you
just
know
doing
what?
Our best.
Well, some are. Thank you so much.
Some of us just do a lot better than others.
Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now here's the stories we almost missed.
It's back, y'all, officially. And to some of you, you will think this is for the very first time, but the Ice Bucket Challenge. When did this happen? When did this first occur?
I was first dating my husband, so 2014.
Yeah, 11 years ago. If you are not familiar, here is the Today Show taking their best attempt at this.
I'd like to nominate some people. Savannah, Craig, since you did it to me last time, Al Roker, and Carson.
Oh, are you ready to do this?
Well, let's just do the challenge.
In 3, 2, 1. Is that right? Oh, my God, right here?
Yes.
On the set?
Right here. I told they weren't going to do too much water. Here we go.
Jenna, you are a great sport.
That's awesome. Kick it off.
I accept your nomination.
I accept it as well.
By the way, they're getting roasted online for using metal mixing bowls instead of a bucket. So they kind of...
Well, they didn't really prepare.
But
you hear in the clip, oh, I didn't think you'd be using that much water.
Right, right, right. Just like a little, maybe an iced water glass challenge would be more... Your speed.
Perrier challenge.
It's a great. Anyway, this time it's some South Carolina students did it for mental health, which again is great.
What
in theory
part?
Well, to raise awareness for mental
any particular group or
well, no, for mental to like for mental health, like just for mental health. That's what it. I'm sure there's a group somewhere that one of these. Here's the problem. If you talk to someone,
I think we just identified it.
Yes, that's exactly the problem. I like anything that brings awareness to mental health, but maybe just talk to your friends about mental health or volunteer with a mental health organization because God knows they need volunteers or help fund a mental health organization. There's hundreds of them in the city of Houston, hundreds, if not thousands.
Well, that's what I was thinking of with ALS. Obviously, that's not been cured.
Yeah.
But they did raise, was it $115 million or
raised
something?
A
like off
ton
of
money.
Head, it was, it
which
was
is a great
lot
thing.
Of money.
It's a great thing.
But if there's no.
I don't know how you raise money for
one thing.
Yeah. Right. It's just...
Well, but maybe it makes people send money to, like, local agencies that are around them.
Yes.
So,
but I would say if you get challenged...
At the community level, it helps out.
If you get challenged to this and don't just want to have, like, the shock of an ice bath, maybe say, I'm going to abstain, and instead I'm
just
going to
talk
do something
about,
useful.
Talk about mental health.
Yeah. And have a conversation.
Throw the water at the person filming you. That'll go viral. You're welcome.
Brilliant.
And because I'm realizing when you do that, your phone will be in the way.
Yeah, it'll have an effect.
I guess just add it to the pile. I saw this this story. How many cell phones do you have inside your home?
Like my home?
Don't answer too fast. Like think it through. Like the old.
Oh,
retired ones.
I think I have one retired
those
phone.
That faithfully served you for many, many years.
How many those like plural? I mean, I've got. I think I've been trading them in for a long time. I'm not.
Drawers. Oh, you trade
yeah,
them in.
I do because I don't. What am I going to use it for? Like the last three or four have gone back to the phone place, but I think there might still be one that I have around, and I have no idea if it would work or not. But how many do you have?
I have all of them.
What do you mean all of
them?
I
have like all of my old phones,
all?
My old iPods.
All?
My old computer.
Every single one?
Basically every piece of old unused tech I still possess.
Where does it live?
In a bag.
In a bag? Wait. How big of a bag? You've had
like
a lot
a
of
Walgreens bag.
It is not a Walgreens.
My phones are in a Walgreens bag. They are. And then they're sitting atop of my old computer.
Oh boy.
I know exactly where they are.
This might come up tomorrow. Just have a great day. Enjoy it. We'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.